Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the New Earth Architectress podcast. It is an absolute delight and honor to serve all of you high-achieving, spirit-conscious women architects and designers who are hearing the call to build the new earth architecture, to build the sanctuaries of our future. I want to share some themes that I've been hearing from women who have been approaching me to work with me privately, and that is the grid of light. It comes up a lot when women are speaking with me, and it's incredible that there are so many similar themes between all of you. What is this grid of light? Weaving this grid of light across the world and creating these beacons of light to strengthen this grid that we need. I usually don't like to use the word need, but there's a sense of urgency that I'm feeling right now that is very much present on the planet right now, and that we need to weave this web of light through our sacred architecture work, through awakening our intuition, unleashing our intuition, even more unleashing our intuition, and tapping the source, the spirit that not only is present within the cosmos, but within ourselves. And this is the key to working in a heart-centered, compassionate way with Mother Gaia, and is most definitely the key to humanity's unfolding. To be aware, to be acknowledging the force of the subtle realms, the force of spirit in our own lives, as well as the greater collective's lives. So what does this have to do with creating the new earth architecture? I see you all as torch carriers for these beacons of light all across the globe, and that we are actually building this together, women. You know, this is part of the Sacred Blueprint global movement that I have initiated. I am pioneering. I want to work with all of you women from different parts of the globe, and that we collaborate, we work, we partner with each other to build the temples that humanity needs so much, to remedy the lies, remedy the false path that we have been on. The false path that has given way or allowed in depression, disconnectedness, chronic illnesses that hold one back from their spiritual development or from their highest potential. It's allowed in shitty construction, shitty buildings, shitty homes, shitty cities, shitty city planning, and it has shunned out the beauty, the deep beauty, the profound beauty. I'm not talking about the aesthetic beauty, the superficial kind of beauty, which, you know, I'm not saying one is, I'm not saying that that's all bad, but you get what I mean by the deep beauty. The beauty that honors Mother Gaia, the beauty that honors the sacred feminine, the divine feminine. The masculine is equally as important, but this is a time that we need to bring back the spirit of the feminine into architecture and building because it has been lost. And this is one of the main reasons why our society is so ill and sick and lost. So in a way, the sacred architecture that I see you creating and building in your corner of the world, and you know, I see you also building in many other parts of the world, but in your post, let's say, right, your anchor, that it is contributing to resurrecting the lost human. It's contributing to resurrecting the lost paradise on this earth. We need to bring her back for the children and for the next seven generations and beyond. So I invite you to close your eyes and tune into this web of light that we are all weaving together, whether it be in the past, the present, the future, whether it be linked to your parallel past, future lives, and present. You're bringing that all in to the center point that is your heart, bringing that all in to the center that is your womb, your solar plexus, wherever you feel your center is, the center of your own inner temple. And in this space, imagine, tune into the frequency, the colors, the energy, the messages, the wisdom, the information. When you tune into this web of light that we are all building together right now in this moment by awakening our feminine magic, by tapping Mother Gaia's wisdom, by unleashing our intuition, and finally starting to speak our truth boldly, unapologetically, without saying sorry. Sorry for taking up too much space. Sorry for sounding a little bit weird. Sorry for talking about angels and fairies. I know I sound crazy. No. 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 It's time to rise, women. It's time to rise and be the true leaders that you are in architecture, in interior design, in landscape architecture, in urban planning, in building, in space healing, house harmonization. All of you are the sacred temple builders that are weaving this beautiful web of light across the globe and nourishing, nourishing, nourishing the gestation process of Mother Gaia, the birthing process of Mother Gaia. She is birthing a new self. She is birthing a new self. And high chances you are going through the birthing pains, the contractions right now. The world is intense. The world is intense right now. Every day you might be hit with brick walls, what feels like brick walls, slowing you down. Challenges, relationship challenges, health challenges, work challenges, money challenges, confidence challenges, emotional challenges, psychological challenges. But I guarantee you, women, when you declare
your commitment and your knowing. When you declare that fire inside of you that's urging you to step up and bridge spirit with form. The high priestess that you are, bringing her forward. When you declare this truth, when you declare who you truly are, then this web of light will become even stronger. Even through that declaration, the power of your words, the power of your voice, the power of your thoughts, the power of your consciousness. And so I invite you in this moment to either do a free writing exercise. Well, what are you declaring? What are you putting an end to? What are you laying down? What's your truth? What are your visions? What are your dreams? How do you see the world? Or rather, how do you see the world how it needs to be? How it deserves to be? What is your sacred contribution to this planet? And to the future generations. Women, when you step into this knowing, this decision, there's a lot of it has to do with saying, I've decided. I've decided. I've decided to stop playing victim, decided to stop blaming others. I've decided to take care of my health, take care of my body, take care of my body temple. I've decided to go for it, even though I am shit scared of being ostracized by my colleagues, by my family, by my friends, by my husband, by my wife, by my this, by my that. This isn't about you. You are a vehicle and you're responsible to take care of your own vehicle and your own body temple, your emotions, your thoughts, your physical health. But there's an urgency here, women. We are entering in and have already entered into a stage in human evolution where we are at risk of losing ourselves, losing our connection to what it losing being human, for lack of a better sentence structure here. We are really at risk of being deprived of the natural, the resources that we can easily tap. Through nature, we are at risk of being overtaken by corporations and certain groups, and that they are at risk of controlling our thoughts, controlling our finances, controlling our reality, controlling our health. And this all gets infiltrated into the building and design industry. So it's up to you, women, to help people to wake up, to help people to wake up so that they know that the truth really lies in each and every soul's connection to spirit and to nature, and that there doesn't need to be any other mediator between them and God, between them and source, between them and spirit. Now, this may sound very esoteric and deep. But this is really what is required for you, especially to help leaders who want to create sovereign communities, who want to create spaces and temples and communities and homes and gardens that enable people to be free from parts of themselves, from the shadow parts of themselves, or from parts of themselves that are holding them back from developing to their highest potential, to be free from you know, having to just give me a moment here, having to I'm looking for the word. Having to feed a system of, you know, like a certain industry and system that is not for the health, the better, greater health of humankind. So this can be as simple as bringing natural materials into your home and collaborating with craftsmen and natural builders and creating a community where you honor the elements, you honor nature's elements by bringing natural materials into your projects. This could be also larger scale visions of creating massive healing centers, spiritual centers, where people are able to undergo profound transformation and be a part of contributing to social renewal, which our society needs desperately. I'm in Canada right now, in my base in Canada, and while there's beautiful nature, and I'm fortunate enough to be in a beautiful location in Ontario, you can see the desolateness of certain cities, towns, neighborhoods, because it's missing soul. It's missing spirit. It's missing that beauty that we so need to move forward and to evolve in a healthy and whole way. So write down, take a few minutes to free write about what you saw when you were closing your eyes, tuning into this grid of light. What did you see? What energies were present? Maybe some spirit guides entered into the picture. Maybe there was some specific imagery that came forth that arose for you. What are these temples, these beacons of light? What is this web of light that I'm talking about? I'd love to hear from you too. So send me a message as well on what you saw during this session, during this podcast episode. And I'd love to end with, you know, this is our responsibility. It's our sacred duty now to get over ourselves and step into this role that Mother Gaia is asking you to step into. It's not for everyone. I'm not saying that every person on this planet needs to step into this role, but high chances you are needing, like that you are hearing the call. If you are listening to this podcast, there's an energy, a frequency, a vibration that you're attracted to. You're attracted to the new Earth architectress because you are one. Yeah, you are one. I'm excited. I'm excited for what's possible. I'm excited for the magic. I'm excited that we are in our own rebirthing, in our own resurrection, that we are inviting back in the nature spirits to collaborate with us, to co-create with us, that we are bringing attention, or rather, bringing attention to the angels, that they are, they have their eyes on us, and that we're bringing back the wisdom of above and below, below and above, masculine and feminine, east and west, spirit and form, bringing the balance back between the two sides, between the two worlds, and creating something new as a result of this merging, creating something new out of that. When I talk about connecting to ancient wisdom, and you know, I lead women on sacred retreats to the ancient city of Ephesus. This isn't about like a kind of creating like a cult, you know, like a like an Artemis goddess cult where we are trying to replicate old sacred rites and initiations and go back to what it was like, you know, thousands of years ago, and try to recreate that. That to me would be synthetic. That to me is not in alignment with where we are at in our human evolution. But what I do know is that there have been seeds that have been left behind for us that we need to, well, again, you don't need to do anything, that we are invited to, encouraged to, challenged to investigate, to find, to discover for ourselves. And each seed is different for each woman. And she will find that sacred seed for herself. And that sacred seed will inform her next path. It's like a treasure hunt. And it will inform how she must create and do in her own way, in tune with her unique signature energy and what her unique mission is on earth. We don't need to copy each other anymore. We don't need to be following the book of the masters anymore. What we need to do is be creating something new and supporting each other while doing it. Leaning into each other, supporting each other, forming this community, this global movement. Beautiful. Reach out to me if you're getting the tingles, you're really hearing the call. I know it can be scary. I know it can be scary because it means you may need to give up the status quo. It may mean that you need to let go of relationships, a job, a way of being. And it can be challenging to cut those cords. Send me a message if you feel drawn to what I'm saying. And I would love to connect with you. So, Ephesus, I have opened the doors for another intimate retreat with a very unique constellation of women that I am curating, lovingly curating. Women architects, designers, house healers, space healers, landscape architects, urban planners. This is for you if you're someone who is committed to creating the healing sanctuaries for our new earth and that you're committed to building a business doing it, or an organization or a movement doing that. October, we are meeting, gathering in October We have women who have signed up from a couple different parts of the world. It's an intimate container. I've got a couple more spots open. It's between October 24th and 28th, 2024. I am offering an early bird discount until July 22nd. And it is required that you fill out an application in order to ensure that you are an aligned match. Once you fill out the application, I will get in touch with you to book our initial call. Applying does not mean that you are committing yet, nor does it guarantee that you will be accepted. So if you're on the fence about it, go for it. If you're feeling the nudges, go for it. Even if you're scared, like, oh, is it finances or scheduling? Or can I make this happen? Can I fly all the way over to Turkey? With the decision to even apply, a whole chain of events will begin for you and create magic for you that will support you in being there if it's aligned. If it's aligned, again, it's not for everyone. So I encourage you to go for it and to apply. Again, we've got a couple spots left. So I encourage you to benefit from this early bird discount. July 22nd is the deadline. Fill out the application form. If you're interested in joining the group. The next thing is on Monday, July 8th, I am leading a live webinar where you will discover the three keys to leading a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling while paving the way for the new earth architecture. I'm going to share some tips and tools based in my signature system, the Sacred Blueprint, as well as give you windows into my experiences with my own clients, creating sanctuaries for them, designing sanctuaries for them, as well as serving women architects and designers and helping them to build their own design practices through their voice, finally, and attract money that nourishes them on all levels. Yeah. And attract amazing clients and projects as well without having to say yes to everything and everyone. Yeah. So July 8th, we are gathering. I will add the registration details for the live webinar below. I would love to see you there. Send me a message if you have any questions. I will be recording it, so you do get access to the recording after the live session. I would recommend that you prioritize being in the group live, as the live container is a whole other level of juiciness and power. As a result of all joining in circle together, it will be in a group format. I will have some time at the end for some question and answers, and weave in some experiential visioning and meditation into the session. So it's not going to be a boring PowerPoint presentation. Let's just say that. So I would love to see you there. Registration link is below. And again, with the VIP retreat in Ephesus, magic! The early bird discount expires July 22nd. So look forward to seeing you in both containers, having you in both containers. And thank you for your presence. Thank you for doing what you are doing. And send me a message if you are interested in sharing what you saw in this this grid of light visioning meditation today. All right. Thank you, and lots of love to all of you. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers, to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, gule gule.